support Congressman Moulton's amendment so we do not have a nearly $1.2 trillion defense budget. You know, that's 65% of the entire discretionary federal budget. Two-thirds of the money of taxpayers is going to what they call the Department of War. Instead of going for jobs here in America, instead of going for child care here in America, instead of going for health care in America, you know, someone greater than everyone collectively on this committee warned about that. Dwight Eisenhower, who won World War II, gave the Cross of Iron speech. And he said every bomb built, every missile built, was a school not built, a hospital not built, a homeless shelter not built. The American people are begging us in election after election, saying, don't send our money overseas. Don't get into these wars. Listen to George Washington. How about having a Marshall Plan, not for Europe, but a Marshall Plan for America? How about rebuilding the deindustrialized towns? How about creating jobs here? Instead, we build out this budget, and then we force our presidents into wars in Iran, and the American people feel betrayed. Now, I know I've been casting lonely votes on this committee. No, 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 no. They boo me on the committee sometimes. Kana, there's another no. And I warned they would raise this budget to over $1 trillion. And they said, Ro, you're crazy. They would never do that. Well, here we are. Here we are. If we don't draw the line in the sand now, we're going to be consumed by a military-industrial complex that cares more about Tehran than Toledo. I strongly support Congressman Moulton's budget to actually put Team America first instead of foreign interests.